Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Little Robert Cray bring this back. No, that's not Robert Cray. That's SSRV. That's the late, great Stevie Ray. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're spinning platters here, sometimes even if I am a little slow. And we're talking small business. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Weldon Long is our guest. Folks, the story, you got to go read about Weldon's story. We talk about it a little bit in the last segment. It's just a great, inspirational story. He's now an amazing, successful entrepreneur and business owner, author, speaker, motivational person, a model for a lot of people, especially young people. Well, thanks again for being here. One of the things that you and I have in common is we're really devoted to the business transaction. I love business transactions. I love being a salesman. I've been a salesman all my life. I love it. I love the interaction with customers. I love finding out what's on their mind. I love going best two falls out of three with them, you know, in a good way on, you know, finding out what's going on, putting this whole thing together. And I've got my interests, they've got their interests, and, you know, I put them first and try to make sure I get something, you know, ultimately. And I love the way those things happen. You've got some ideas though about when to bring up price. I want you to talk about that.
Yeah. You know, when we're in business, we're in sales. And we're having a conversation with a prospective customer, a prospect. You know, they are always thinking, in most cases, that price is one of the major priorities, right? In their decision-making, price is, you know, going to be at the top or very near the top. Our job really is we're never going to eliminate price sensitivity. We're never going to eliminate the whole concept of price. But what we can do is we can minimize the importance of price with our prospects if we face it head-on. I was out last week in Denver speaking with several hundred farmers insurance agents, and Farmers tends to be a little more expensive than other insurance policies. Mm-hmm. They have better service. I happen to be a Farmers customer. I'm not plugging them here, but I just happen to be a customer. And I've had several claims over the years. It's always, you know, a seamless situation, experience, good experience. So what we do is we teach them to sit down with that prospect, and we bring up price. We don't wait till they bring it up at the end and say, "Hey, you're more expensive." Out of the outset, we say, "Listen, I'm sure that you know, price is going to be an important part of your decision-making here." Of course, they're going to say yes. But what we do, Jim, is we go out and find third-party information. In this case, I found some information from a very well-known website that talked about the 10 most important things that someone should consider when purchasing insurance. And price was number six.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we print that article and we share it with our customers, right? "Mr. Customer, this is an article from such and such organization. They talked about 10 things that are really important that you should consider. And I noticed here, and I'm sure you'll see, price is number six." And you go through that whole list. And then you ask them, "Would you agree or disagree with this very reputable source of information that there are some factors that are as important, perhaps even more important, than a cheap price?"
Right.
They have to agree because they just read it. Now, what that does, we don't have time today to get into the whole consistency principle, but public declarations dictate future action. There's a ton of
we used to call that an interim close in the old days.
Exactly. Dr. Robert Cialdini.
I still do, by the way.
Exactly. But so if we could get people to make that public declaration that price is not the most important, they tend to take actions consistent with that at the end.
Let me tell you another reason why, Weldon, that you can presume that. Because, and I wrote my third book's all about this. When people are looking for whatever they're looking for, they start out online. And especially if it's not a pair of jeans or something like that, that everybody knows the price of, they're ruling in people in or out for reasons that have nothing to do with price because they don't even know the price yet. I mean, they're literally taking 10 options and they're saying, "Okay, I'll rule those 8 people out because I don't like this or that or the other about them." Nothing to do with price. Maybe it's reviews. Yep. And then they're going to say, "Okay, I like these 2 people." And they're going to be way down the decision-making process before they even ask you or expect you to tell them about price.
Exactly. And I'll even go a step further. Some people, there's a third of the market out there, the value-based consumers, that will eliminate you if you're the cheap.
If you're too low. Oh, yeah, right? Absolutely. We're all – it's called the snob appeal. There's no question about it. It's exactly. The snob appeal is real.
Absolutely. We had a hailstorm 2 years back, and roofers were all over the neighborhoods for weeks, and probably 10 companies stopped by in the days after the hailstorm. And about half of that 10 would start their conversation by saying, Mr. Homeowner, no one will undersell us out here. No one will put a roof on your
right.
house cheaper.
Right.
In my they were automatically eliminated from contention
mm-hmm.
because they were promoting cheap price. So, you know, there's two sides. That works out both ways, right?
And the thing is, I think what you have to do as a business owner is decide where you want to be. Do you want to be the price leader, or do you want to be the one who says, yes, we're more expensive, but we're the best? And if you want the best, then you need to do business with us. If you don't, what can I do to help you find the person who will give you a lower price?
Well, and here's the thing. So many small business owners, medium-sized business owners, want to take the Walmart strategy. We're going to be the low-cost provider.
You can't do it.
If you're the low-cost provider, operating at margins, you better be selling billions of dollars.
That war is over, Weldon, and we lost, isn't it?
Right. The small business does not have the volume to compete at low margins. We're not a grocery chain.
We can't
sell billions of dollars of groceries. We're Walmart.
We can't conquer the world like Walmart has to. WeldonLong.com, folks. That's his website where you can find his books and all the other things. Hey, Weldon, don't come back soon, will you?
I will be in touch. I love talking with you. It's a lot of fun. I learn a lot every time we meet.
Good job. Weldon Long, ladies and gentlemen. Go check out his story. It'll inspire you, I promise you. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.